Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
Visit the Old City of Jerusalem today and you will see the remains of at least 5 gates. The Jaffa Gate from the Crusader period, the Zion Gate, which symbolizes the struggle of the Jewish people, the Golden Gate near the temple area, often used as an image of heaven, which Christians have immortalized in song and verse, then St. Stephen's Gate and the Damascus Gate from the Roman Byzantine period. Okay, you say, in ancient days all cities had gates, right? That's true. Go to Europe and you will see the remains of the old city gates, whether it is Rome, Trier, London, or Paris. The same thing is true of Asia. And each gate represented the unique culture and period in which it was built. Now, some gates were ornate pieces of craftsmanship. Others were utilitarian, strong, thick, reinforced structures designed only to repel the onslaught of the enemy. But all gates were built with a common purpose: make the people within the gates safe from enemies without. That was the bottom line. The Romans invented battery rams whose purpose was to knock down the gate. And eventually the Chinese perfected the use of gunpowder, which allowed the army to blow down the gate. Up until World War II, gates were still used in many cities of the world. Then the airplane allowed the enemies to fly over the gates. Nonetheless, gates are still used and very important. They say, you can't come in and destroy or defile what's inside. Actually, when you go through customs in an airport, that's a gate to a country or a city. And when your legislature meets and enacts laws, they put up virtual gates which say, you can do this, but you can't do that. When I had children in my home, I made sure they were adequately protected by locks on the doors, by dogs which would bark at intruders, and by measures which I could take to ensure their safety. Today, friend, there are enemies outside the gates, which are far more subtle and far more dangerous than the thief or marauder. One of the greatest threats to the security of your home can't be stopped by double deadbolts on the door and bars on your windows. It's the media, which comes through a cable or even through thin air, which can invade the privacy of your home. In ancient days, the rulers of a city met at the city gates. It was a place of open forum, and actually a place where justice was meted out and laws were upheld. The city elders appointed the gatekeepers, and the gatekeepers determined who could come in and who was kept out. With parental privilege comes parental responsibility. That's why you as a parent must be a gatekeeper, which protects those who live in your home. Know what your kids watch on TV and the internet, and be a gatekeeper who cares enough to say, look, this just isn't good. We're not having this in our home. Long ago, God spoke through the prophet Ezekiel, and he lamented the fact that the gates were destroyed, the walls broken down. He said, I looked for a man among them who would build up the wall and stand before me in the gap on behalf of the land, so I would not have to destroy it. What did he find? Sadly lacking were those who would stand and be counted. But I found none, God adds as a postscript. You've got a door, right? Then be a doorkeeper and make sure the gates you have are strong enough to keep those safe who dwell within your home, safe from the enemies without who do not care about you. And that is why you must be the gatekeeper. We put security systems in our home, locks on our doors. We take measures so that we don't let the people who would harm us get into our homes. Be a gatekeeper who says, the internet is not an open door to the hearts and minds of my kids, or television or the media. God gave you the responsibility of kids. Be a gatekeeper. You can download what you've heard by going to the homepage on our web, guidelines.org.